Cause you got the clap, nigga.
Blog Talk Radio.
Like your pee stings when you pee, nigga. That's why you settled down. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, some bitch in there. Oh, I'm sorry. Some female dog in here says, is this a male-only conversation? What you think? It's called the brother pill. This ain't called the sister talk. But if you want to make it a female forum, feel free to call in. I'm gonna get that work, bruh. I'm definitely going. I feel much better. I'm telling you, man. I was feeling like absolute dog feces before 5 o'clock. I laid down and I took like a one hour nap, man. It was crazy, but I feel much better. Like, I wasn't feeling too good until RBR Network and his dumb anus came in here and started shooting off at the mouth. Woo, man, oh man. No, RBR Network is a... Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. He's not crazy. He's ignorant. Like, he thinks... Like, listen, man. Listen. Like, I'm not trying to disrespect the guy. I'm really not. I understand what he's trying to do. But at some point, like... You know what? I'm going to tell you guys a story, right? Up until I was maybe a junior year in high school, I wanted to be a Major League Baseball player. Okay, I made the varsity squad as a freshman. I was playing varsity with the guys. So I played varsity all the way up to my junior year, my senior year. Okay, I faced a guy by the name of Braden Looper. All right, Braden Looper, you can look him up. He actually pitched for the St. Louis Cardinals and the Florida Marlins back when they were the Florida Marlins. Why is this significant? Because Braden Looper pitched in the majors, right? We were creaming. This was Mangum, Oklahoma. And this is Hobart, Oklahoma. We were playing Mangum. We were Altus High School. And Braden Looper comes out. We're killing their team. We're like, Braden Looper, blah, 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 blah. Okay? And I'm the first guy in the box. And he struck me out on 3 pitches. It was then and there that I realized that I was not going to play Major League Baseball. Braden Looper had already been drafted by the Royals. Like, he'd already been drafted in high school. And I couldn't hit this guy. And this guy ended up a marginal relief pitcher in the bigs. RBR Network had that moment about a year ago, but he keeps at the batting cage thinking he's going to get his shot. I can't hit an 80 mile an hour fastball, but if I just keep at it, listen, I understand your passion, but you ain't got the talent, dude. Like, you just don't have it. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I'm good at what I do, and I know I'm good at what I do. You're not good at what you do, but you don't know that you're not good. That's the problem. Like, do us all a favor and just disappear. Like, nobody's listening to you, dude. You got, I'm sorry, 14 subscribers now. You got 14 subscribers, bro. You're on the YouTube radio. You got this fake ass on. Like, dude, come on, man. Anyway. I swear to God. And the shirt, and listen, the shirt and tie be so tight. Like, you can see the fat around his neck. I'm like, bruh, like, is this dude gonna be okay? Like, it looks like he's about to pass the fuck out. Bruh, like, exit stage, right? Just do it gracefully. Like, dude, I'm sure there are other things that you're good at. This ain't one of them, man. I'm telling you. Dude, you're in the bigs, bruh. You're in the bigs. Oh, there he is again. Just a brother who wanted to play devil's advocate and try to see if any additional constructive dialogue could come from it. If you are smart as you try to sound to be, devil's advocate has an apostrophe between the L and the S. This is why I'm good at what I do, nigga. Get the fuck out of here. And if you really were successful as you were, you wouldn't be creating fake YouTube, fake Google accounts to keep trolling us. Get out of here. Be real. Niggas be fake. Jesus Christ. Ay, ay, ay. All right, my bad, man. This man, this nigga's got me feeling some type of way, man. Tell you what.
Oh.
Listen, Eddie Enigma's got 18 subscribers. Jesus Christ. I do have one thing to add.
Yeah,
and this is gonna be kind of lengthy, and I've actually I think I've addressed this on this show before. But the thing is this, is when it comes to education and money and all of this other kind of stuff, like Steve Harvey, Oprah Winfrey, you can have it all. Here's the deal, man. Women are making more money than they ever have in history. Like this is no secret. They've got more money, more status. Pardon me, blah, 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 blah. Right? Now, this is exactly what feminists wanted, which, by the way, was started by women. This was a woman's idea. But what they didn't take into account was the effect on a woman's sexual market value, okay? They didn't understand that. And when I say sexual marketplace, I'm talking about a woman's overall attractiveness with regards to her beauty, femininity, blah, 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 blah. And I've said this on the show before, but listen closely, okay? The more a woman accomplishes, the more money she makes, the more power and influence she gets, the further she shrinks her pool of potential suitors, okay? In other words, the more status a woman has, the fewer men that she'll have to choose from. This is why, again, this is, oh, now Be Real is making, fuck, now he's making excuses. I'm on the cell and didn't have the, dude, time this nigga out. Like, get out of here. Get out of here. Like, dude, you're a fucking woman. You're going to make mistakes. Dude, I'm on my cell and didn't have autocorrect. Get the fuck out of here, man. Leave me alone. Like a fly around my fucking ear. And yes, Be Real was a rapper that the fucking West Side Connection roasted. Yeah, Cypress Hill. Get the fuck out of here, man. Anyway, here's why men don't settle down, even if they could. Women, gentlemen, don't want to fuck down, okay? They don't want to date down. They don't want to marry down. Ask any woman in here. They want to fuck up. They want to marry up. They want to date up. They're not going to give the time of day to men who have less money, less power, less status than they do. It's not in their DNA, okay? Remember, right. We talk about hypergamy all the time. The rule of hypergamy is that a woman will always try to consolidate, okay, on the highest value men available to her. But the caveat to that is that those men have to have more value than they do as women. And this is where the disconnect happens. So no, men, one of the main reasons why men aren't settling down is because we got too many female dogs out here thinking that because they have a useless college degree that it somehow makes them a higher class human. It somehow elevates their sexual market value. I have a degree. Well, just because you have a degree doesn't mean you're sexually attractive, sweetheart. Like, it doesn't really work that way. Like, you literally had the femininity. Oh boy, I don't want to swear, but you literally had the femininity
true.
Sexed out of you in college. That's how it goes. I've actually got a few callers.
Let's do it.
Let's go to the calls.
All right. So let me turn up the volume on the caller so that we can all hear them. All right. Oh, wait a minute. Give me one. Oh, wow. Everything is all rearranged here. Looks like the white man has. Looks like. Yeah. Dude, look. Looks like the white man has infiltrated things. LAR, do a little something on that. Hold on, callers. I'm going to get to y'all in a minute. I got to rearrange some stuff here.
All right. Let's do this, guys. Do me a favor. Let's do a temperature gauge before. Do me a favor. Get the likes up. 504 people watching. 191 likes, 7 dislikes. Let me also say Donovan's newest article, Why Feminism is Good for Men, is there. And then do me a favor. LAR Movement and Donovan Sharp's channels are in the description. So if you need their links to subscribe, I want to thank everybody. I know LAR was close on getting 9,000 subscribers. I see Donovan's almost up to 3,200 again.
Oh, God.
He was shut down.
Yeah,
now
listen,
he's back.
Listen. This, so, this means that they're about to shut down my channel, so be ready.
So do this real quick. Get the likes up. Shout out to Taz Exclusive. See you there. Shout out to Omega Dress. Shout out to Senator Truth. Do me a favor. Let us know where you're at. So type in the chat what city and state you're in, what country you're in. At some point while we're doing that, we'll give you a shout out. Okay. Let's go to LAR real quick. And if you guys, all right, Donovan, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Real quick. Shout out to Lions Royal. So it's not true, Donovan, in all cases. The degree puts a woman in a particular circle at times. If done right. See, here he goes. Listen, fuck the chat. Time this Lions Royal out. Give me a call. Because, dude, I will fillet you like a fish with that weak-ass the exception makes the rule argument. Get the fuck out of here with that. Not trying to hear that. But dude, listen, we say in here that, oh boy, we say in here that men do not prefer females who are portly in nature, right? But then someone will say, oh yeah, well, I know a guy who is married to a woman who weighs 220 pounds. She's 5'2". The exception doesn't make the rule. Right?
Right.
I say all the time that African-American women are not preferred. They're not the first choice of white men. Oh, yeah. Well, I know an African-American woman who's married to a white guy. The exception does not make the rule. And by the way, mm-hmm. what's the value of the white guy? Ooh, there's a million-dollar question.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Ellie. I didn't mean to.
No, you're gonna do with that. Go ahead.
Okay. We talked about this before. Brothers have lower standards than other groups. Take that into consideration when we're not settling down, because our standards ain't that low that we're going to marry this bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing to be taken into consideration is the culture. This is a fast food culture.
Ooh.
You know, it's an opportunistic culture. So people are not dating with long-term thoughts anymore. Everything is a short-term
thoughts.
Right, microwave, quick fix. So with this fast food ideology and this fast food culture, you got fast food relationships. This is why you got sundress season. Why you got cuddle season. This is why they got even relationships have a season. The season you dump them, the season you pick up a new one.
Season,
season you go. Right, cuffing season. So what do you think that means? They're not talking about the same person. They're talking about you meet them.
That's right.
You screw them. You get tired of them. You meet another one. You screw them. So society is not going to settle down like that. Sorry. You know, and basically we're getting older and older and older. And less people are getting married, so everybody's single.
Yeah.
You ain't going to make it.
No. Listen, when you date – as a man, you have to be aware of where a woman is in her relationship arc. Is she in her party years? Is she about to hit the wall? Is she in her epiphany phase? You really, really have to be cognizant of that. Some guy named C. Finococo says most white dudes get with black women that are financially stable only. Negative. White dudes ain't getting with black women, bruh. Like, white dudes don't care about money. Like, listen, Finococo, you're probably a black dude. Okay, you can't, and again, I understand where you're coming from, but you're not a white guy. You can't think like one. What you're doing is you're juxtaposing what you hold valuable onto white men, right? Well, white men who get with black women get with them if they're financially stable. Just because you would do it doesn't mean that white men would do it. White men don't care about a black woman's financial stability. White men, like all men, don't give a shit about a woman's money. He gives a shit about the way she looks, how young she is, and is she feminine? That's the start. I don't care how rich you are. I don't care how many degrees you are. I don't care how financially stable you are. If I don't want to fuck you, I'm not getting with you. That's it. That's all there is to it. Oh, I'm sorry. If I have no desire to engage in sexual intercourse with you, then I will not look in your direction for a relationship. There we go.
Since I'm going to be calm about setting this off this way, I get where they're coming from, because – You say if a white guy gets with a black woman, it's either a fetish or he gonna use her for some type of come up if she's able to be used for a come up. That's a rare thing though. You know, here's the thing though: when white guys or non-black guys date outside of their race, black women aren't normally their first choice. They're like
black
their second to last choice.
Yeah.
And people got to be honest about that. Like, if a white guy doesn't want to date white women anymore, he's probably going to date an Asian girl first.
Yes.
That's absolutely true. Yeah, then a Hispanic girl.
Check this out. Blackest Night said, if white men cared about black women's money, one of them would have wiped up Oprah. Boom! There it is. Like, you win the argument. Fuck out of here with that. I got everything... Serena Williams came to mind with my post. Bruh. Oh, Jesus Christ.
She's an outlier.
She's an outlier.
Just like Aisha Tyler.
Right,
outlier.
Right. Dude, it's like these dudes in here trying to get my blood pressure up. Yo, listen, y'all know I got a bad heart. Come on now.
You gotta shout out to
Paul Sanabria. Thank you, Paul Sanabria.
Oh,
what's
yes.
up, everyone? Just remember, status don't really matter to females because they still have self-confident issues. So Trick, go make me a sandwich and change my shit.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Paul. All right. We got any calls?
Yeah, we got plenty of calls, man. Let us go to the phone line. 646-668-2519 is the number to call. Looks like somebody blocked their number. Whoever that is, you are on live with the Brother Pill. Go ahead.
Donovan?
No! Wait, hold on. Waiting for the sound effect. All right. Wait a minute. Hold
Hello?
On.
Hello?
There it is.
Hello?
Didn't quite. Listen, dude. Don't block your number when you call the show. Get the fuck out of here, man. Dude, call me up talking about
Wait,
Donovan.
You can hear me though, right?
No. This is called Ronovan. Like, that's how this works. All right, let's go to the.
I get you.
Let's go to the. Let's go to area code 314. I think I know who this is. Area code 314. You're on live with the Brother Pill. Go ahead.
You already know who it is. You already know. I ain't trying to settle down because I just got blessed with this game, and this year alone, about ran through about four or five females, and you know I went back to one of my exes or whatever just for the time being, but yeah, like this was a good ass year. I did everything I wanted to do this year, except get this threesome off. But the reason why yeah, I almost had it, but then the old girl that was supposed to be facilitating it, you know, she's supposed to go get the other girl jump ship. But the reason why a lot of brothers aren't settling down now is because you got a lot of these chicks who didn't fuck from 16 to 23. I ain't even going to say 25, 23, and they ready to settle down. They done gave the pussy away. The pussy is... Oh, my bad. Can't set it off. They done gave their innocence away. They done gave their innocence away. So now they meet you and they see, okay, you're not, you know, that, I would say, ultra, alpha, or sigma guy who is just going, you know, you can turn it on and turn it off. Like, I see you do, Donovan, with your lady. Like, you know when to turn it on and you know when to turn it off because you understand it's a relationship and you're not just pumping and dumping her. So they get with you and they, you know, they want you to save them because they finna hit the wall. But, you know, my new line is Jesus paid it all, oh, save boys, because I ain't going, you know. And that's what a lot of dudes I see now that's trying to challenge you in the chat. They got an ugly, fat girlfriend or wife that they didn't put babies in. And you know what I'm saying? Now they want to jump on here like they done got baptized by this game. But old girl is in there snoring and coughing in the other room. And, you know, that's just what's going on. But a lot of brothers that are settling down don't think they can continue in their sexual prime, which lasts longer than these women. And these women, you know, they feel entitled because they educated, because they got a good job or whatever, but they still end up fucking having intercourse with the man down the street, Pook and Ray Ray down the street, who ain't making five cents an hour. But they want you because you working, you got pension, you got all this other shit, you know, and then, hey, like I said, a lot of brothers
lot
are coming in their sexual prime. Climb later on, and it's the Renaissance because of brothers like you.
Hang on, there it is. Okay. Anyway, hang on, Killzone. Hang on, because he was actually still talking. that was interesting. But yeah, a lot of guys ask me. Oh, the phone line's lighting up now. A lot of guys ask me, Donovan, how do I set up a threesome with my wife or my main chick, my girlfriend? Dude, never ever set up a threesome with your wife or girlfriend, your significant other. Always do it with a side chick, you know, a starter hoe, or I'm sorry, a starter promiscuous female. Not only that is threesomes are grossly overrated, guys. I've had plenty of them, and about half of them are just kind of awkward. Most of the time when there's a threesome, you really don't have enough like brain power to pay attention to both women, right? Dude, honestly, about half to a little more than half threesomes I've been involved in, I'm usually just fucking one girl and the other girl's just kind of playing with herself on the side. So, anyway. That's right. Yeah, that will end it very quickly. All sorts of all right, let us go back. Hang on a second. Okay. I know there's a little bit of feedback. Let me jump back and then jump back. There we go. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. And you know what? This is actually an interesting future topic. If your girlfriend cheats on you with another girl, should you be mad? Right?
That is a good one.
Just saying, just putting it out there. Area code.
That's the next one, actually.
All right, area code 248. Dude, Block Talk Radio is fucking acting up tonight. Area code 248, are you with me? Yeah, all of the commands are being extremely, all the commands are really slow. No, it didn't. Hang on a second. All right, area code 248, you with me?
Yes, good evening. Right. This is Paulina Johnson, NBA. How are you guys doing? I was going to be the
brave
soul.
Oh, I said
I was going to be the brave.
No, not the NBA.
Soul.
No. That's her actual screen name.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, my screen name is NBA because I have an NBA degree. Yes. But I just wanted to call in and thank you guys, Donovan, LAR, and especially O'Shea, for your channel. For continuing to really have great discussions. I love to hear you guys' point of view. I think, Donovan, you were on point tonight. A lot of things you discussed is truly on point. I see it within my career and also those within my network. As a woman accomplishes more, gains more power, gains more financial success, it is very difficult for her to find someone to connect to. So I just wanted to come on and just be a brave soul and just say hello.
Okay.
Thank you, Paulina.
Thank you for the
award. Okay, thank you, guys.
She won the moderator award, too. I got to send it to her.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Like, I was going to say, like, what just happened? Did a woman actually call up and agree with what I said? Like, wow. Holy shit, man. Dude, I've never, ever heard that ever. Usually women call up and say, well, Donovan, I kind of appreciate, you know, I kind of agree with you. Or they'll say, I agree with you, except for this one part.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's usually, wow.
Oh, Paulina's cool. She came from Simple to Peace channel, so you already know this is.
Okay.
Right, well, we're actually lightweight compared to what he be talking about.
Yeah. All right, cool,
he be talking about some old different shit. He stood in for you on the last show when he was the third wheel that night and was talking about some
spectacular vernacular.
Yeah,
that was crazy, man.
So he's cool. So thank you, Paulina. Well, who else we got next?
We got right down the block. Area code. Hang on a second. Area code 267. Hang on. Man, Block Talk Radio is fucking slow as fuck.
Wait, man, hold on. Shout out to Super Chats. I'm shouting to Super Chats in a minute.
Yeah, go ahead. No, we didn't fuss anybody out, Paulina.
When he said NBA, is she in it?
Yeah. She says, are you guys fussing me out? I'm like, no, man. No, I absolutely did not. What the hell is going on with Block Talk? I think there's something going on with Block Talk Radio tonight because it's like the commands are. All right. Area code 267. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Try it again. All right. Area code 267. You are on live with the Brother Pill. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Donovan? How you doing, LAR? How you doing, O'Shea?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, bro?
The topic that y'all speaking on is very good tonight. You cannot put a price on peace of mind.
Yep.
And, you know, a lot of brothers are awake these days from listening to y'all shows. And some of the ones who really have their act together, they're on their purpose, they got everything together, settle down for what? Is settling down settling? Because I have so many friends, I can ask them an honest question. The ones that settle down and marry, are you truly happy or did you settle? They're not going to give me the truthful answer. They're going to give me the politically correct answer.
Right, right.
You know, when a lot of brothers leaving, like O'Shea, he's traveling all over the world. It's going to be kind of hard to get him to settle down after he's seen and dealt with so many beautiful women. It's like, I love my sisters, I love the black community, but the women that we grew up with loving, those days are gone.
And it's a tragedy, man, because it's like they're always our first choice. Like they really, really are. But you know, somewhere along the way, you figure out, wait a minute, there's other choices out there. Wait a minute, those choices are better. I agree. Thanks for the call, Eric.
That's all I wanted to say. I don't want to hold you. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, appreciate the call, man.
Speaking of choice,
mm-hmm.
there is this dichotomy where you got half people who feel like they don't have to compete.
You got it.
No, go ahead. But dude, Blog Talk Radio is acting.
Listen, I get it. I'm gonna watch it.
No, go ahead. I'm gonna.
You got. Want to be in a relationship. They just want to know that somebody wants them.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing. You know, you can say women just want to be wanted and men just want to be fucked, you know, at the end of the day. So is there anything after that? Not really for most people. And you could tell that because I got friends who are married. My friends who are happily married, they make it look great. But all the other ones, You know, as you sit back and they get a little more drunk and they start looking, I hate that motherfucker. You know, that's the difference. Who's the majority? The ones that aren't necessarily happily married. Those are the majority.
I wrote an article on the Negro Manosphere called "Girlfriends Are Better Than Wives." Right, dude, this is probably one of my best articles on there, but. The reason why girlfriends are better than wives is because they're motivated to be better. They're motivated to keep their shit together. And I'll give you a sports reference, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jose Reyes, you might remember who he is or was, O'Shea. Jose Reyes was one of the best shortstops in baseball, but he was injury prone, not a very good teammate, kind of erratic. Played for the New York Mets. Well, his contract was coming up, and in his contract year, dude, he had his best year ever. He was a model citizen, model teammate. He didn't fool me, okay? He didn't fool me. And they were talking about, well, should the Mets pay him? He's a great teammate, blah, 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 blah. And I remember I called into this radio station. I think it was maybe – I forget what it's called. It was in North Carolina. And I called him up, and it was the David Glenn Show. And I said, David, I said, DG, don't be fooled by Jose Reyes. I said, and this was before I even found the red pill. This is amazing. I said, Jose Reyes right now is acting like a woman who knows the engagement ring is on the horizon, right? She thinks that there's a chance that he might propose to her, okay? So she's going to be on her best behavior. I didn't say this on the radio, but I mean, we're on the brother pill. She's going to dress sexy for him. She's going to suck his dick. She's going to give him all the pussy he'd ever want. She's going to cook his meal. She's going to be the perfect girlfriend. And for right now, she is going to put her best foot forward. That's how that works. Then when she gets the ring and she gets married, what happens after that? All of a sudden she gets fat. She stops giving a shit. She doesn't really treat you that well anymore because she's no longer motivated to. The mm-hmm. state now has you by the balls, and the woman knows the state has you by the balls. So why in the world would a woman who isn't really motivated to keep up the good behavior if there's no consequence to it, right? Mm-hmm. Girlfriends know your ass could just up and leave at any time. There's no paperwork to be done. Hey, I'm out of here, right? Well, guess what? Jose Reyes signed a 6-year, $100 million contract with the Florida Marlins. And guess what? He reverted right back into the fat, bitchy wife that everybody knows that American women turn into when they get that ring. Okay, Jose Reyes was an absolute bust. I think, he was in Florida for a year. Then they traded him to the Blue Jays and all this other kind of stuff, right? Jose Reyes is the quintessential example of a woman who is on her best behavior because she's trying to get a ring. Soon as she gets that ring, that's it.
We're done.
We're done. That's it. Now she doesn't have any reason. And, dude, baseball contracts are guaranteed? Oh, no, 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 no. Nope. No, hell no.
Practice? Man, I got $100 million.
He said, we talking about practice. Not the game. Not the game. Not the game. We talking about practice. I was Team AI on that one. All right, let's go back. Hold on. Let me see if we can go back to the phone lines. I'm having to do, like, double commands here for Hellfighter wants to know, where is he now? I think he's retired. I think he's retired.
He's on a beach eating and drinking right now.
Oh, yeah, he's got $100 million, man. Like, what the fuck does he got to do with anything? I'm still trying to get – I don't know what the hell is wrong with Blog Talk Radio, man.
Just let it run its course and take the time. Don't even sweat.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it's going to change.
Yeah.
Rings go winners. All right. Yeah, let me do this. We got 621. Guys, get the likes up. I'm going to shout the Super Chats out in just a second. Let's see if we can get everything going. But, guys, thank you again for the support. 625 here watching right now. Pretty good for the appeal. Get the likes up. Can you help us get to over 100? 350 guys that are watching. You know, so let's do. Give us 100 likes if you're there, and we'll do some shout outs in a minute. But go ahead, Donovan.
All right, area code 727. You are on live with the Further Pill. Go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think black men aren't settling because they just don't have good options.
Yeah, we do. We got plenty of good options.
Well, I don't know about that. I was over at...
Hold on. Huh? I do know about that. Black men do have options. We can get passports.
Well, no. I didn't say you don't have options. I said you don't have good options.
We do have good options, though. We can get a passport and go find other good options.
Right.
You mean within the community?
Are you talking about within America? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I guess I was thinking that...
Hold on, real quick. This is me trying to let you off the hook, right? So just go with it. Qualify. Yes, I mean, black men don't have that many good options in America. Go ahead.
In America. Okay. I mean, just by example, like the other day, I was in the post office and it was like majority black women in there working. And I'm looking at these women and they were overweight or just not well put together, or they had a bad attitude.
What the hell is that?
Did you hang up on him?
No, she's still there.
Hello?
Dude, Blog Talk Radio is going fucking crazy. No, that wasn't me. That was... Dude, I'm going to tell you what, man. All right, go ahead.
Okay, I thought you guys hung up on me for a second. But yeah, that's what I meant when I said not good options, because I'm just like looking at these women, and I'm just like, okay, well, you know, that would explain why more and more black men are, like you said, dating overseas or they're dating white women. And I also agree with your point, Donovan, what you said earlier about a degree not adding to a woman's sexual market value, not necessarily adding anything, you know, because I grew up around women like that, a lot of black women, including my mother, who has 2 degrees, and she's never been married.
Ooh. Double the fun.
I gotta ask a question.
Are we on the right show? Like, this is the second straight who has called in. And thanks for the call, Erie Code.
Wait. Let me ask.
That is the. She's gone. Call back. Okay. 727. Call back. That's a second straight female who has called. I don't know, man. Like, I mean, am I being pranked? Is there like hidden cameras somewhere?
Yes.
I knew it.
Hilarious.
I knew it.
That was hilarious.
I should have made her say Carlisle Holiday. Anyway, go ahead, Ellie. Oh, well, listen, if 727 calls back, I'm going to put you right to the top of the queue.
It was wild to hear her say what she said, but it's very understandable. Because to a degree, that means what I really wanted to ask her was, does she feel she's ahead of the curve if she were competing with sisters, or does she feel like she's just stuck in the stereotype?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's interesting because a lot of black women now, it's interesting. There's so many black women out there now who sound like 727-727. Listen, I have a hair trigger finger. Give us a call back. LAR wanted to ask you a question, and he's not going to reveal what that question is until you call black. Check this out. Young J216 says, was she even black? Of course she was. You could tell. But
she says her mother was black.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Well, not only you can just, I don't know. It's a voice thing. Make her say Carlisle Holiday. True. Boom. There you go. Or Kevin McDougal. I don't know. Something about the names of past Notre Dame quarterbacks, Rick Meyer, Joe Montana. Like, you can always tell. You can always tell a woman is black if you make her recite the names of former Notre Dame quarterbacks. Jimmy Clausen. It's weird. I know.
Jimmy Clausen,
Carlisle Holiday, Tony Rice. You know, for whatever reason, man, it just, anyway.
Tony Rice on the option.
Hey, Tony Rice is what – he's the guy that won that Catholic versus Convicts game back in 1988. And by the way, they should not have won that because Cleveland Gary absolutely did not score that. Cleveland Gary actually got in. He absolutely got in. Anyway, let's go back to the – who is Wode Maya?
Wode Maya. That's my – I met him in Kenya. He's like a big-time YouTuber, African YouTuber.
Okay, very good. Area code 54 – oh, look at that. First time. Area code 541. You're on Live with the Brother Pill. Adrian Sunshine says Deshaun Kaiser. No, that doesn't count.
Yes.
Doesn't count.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Hello, this is me.
Hey, what's up, man?
Oshay, how are you?
Who, nigga? Is that Bruce Lee?
He said this is a me. I don't know what that is.
Oh, fuck, really.
He talks
what do you want, nigga?
It's real fat.
Oshay, I'm speaking.
All right, go ahead. Don't be nervous. It's okay. This is me.
Okay. What I'm saying
Wait, I'm sorry. That's Omo Tifu. What's up? Is that Omo Tifu?
Yes. This is me.
Oh, okay. What's up? I thought you're somebody else. What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Okay. I thought you were somebody playing around. Now I know. It's Omo Tifu Impaji. That's my buddy. What's going on, Impaji?
Yes, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I just left the country.
All the way from Portland.
Okay. How are you doing tonight? Go ahead and talk.
The reason why black men don't commit, from my observation, from what I'm seeing in Portland, it's two reasons. One, you know this fetish life? Almost on every block there is a sex positive club where people go and pay $30 and have sex with whoever they want. So why should they marry? That's one reason. Fetish life have destroyed marriage institution. You don't need to marry. You know,
right.
In Portland, on every block, there is a club for sex. That's number
that is true.
One.
But it's still in Portland.
Two.
God damn.
Two.
Black
men are becoming gay, are becoming homosexual. That's like the lifestyle they need. That's all. So why should they marry women? That's what I have to say.
Good call, man.
Shout out to my boy Omo Tifu out of Kampala.
Go ahead, dude. You should say it just like that.
Kampala.
You need a sound bite. So whenever he comes on, we put an echo reverb behind it. That'd be awesome. That would be absolutely awesome. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. It looks like things are kind of acting right now. Let's go to area code. Oh, here we are. Area code 205. You're on Live with the Brother Bill.
Alabama. What's good, family? Oh, say in the family.
That's Brian. That's Brian Jenkins.
Yeah. This is me out the 205, fam.
Listen,
I know
hold
when
hold
I hear
hold
you,
hold
brother. What's going on
like,
with bruh, you?
Like, we all got caller ID. Niggas got voice ID.
Yeah, you know.
Damn. Like, we're going to get that text.
Hey, I kind of agree with Donovan. I disagree with the chick. I think we have good options. I think the thing is this. You know, our thing is, you know, you get more cooperation when you don't settle down or you don't commit.
Right.
With the older chicks, so they're up against one or two things. Let's just say they 34 and older, 32 and older. They're up against time, and they're up against those younger chicks. So you're going to get cooperation out of them, for the most part, in the beginning.
Right.
Okay, until they start to show the true sales. they all put their representative out there. The thing is, choosing the right one before that representative, or choosing the right one prior to that representative showing herself. If you fuck around and choose the right one, and then she show you the real representative, you feel like you fucked up and you wasted time. But that comes on both sides. We all mask ourselves in the beginning. I want to say Donovan touched on this before. We all mask ourselves in the beginning. Can you tolerate that unmasked person? That's the issue.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good call, man. I like that. Anybody,
yeah,
you got any
that's my boy Brian, man. He be bringing the heat, nigga.
Exactly. Yeah. Nowadays, you ain't even going to stay around long enough to meet the real person.
Listen, you know, he makes – oh, go ahead. My bad. Go ahead.
No, no, go. You got it.
He's right. The older the woman is, the more cooperation that you're going to get out of her. Case in point, my own girlfriend, Devin. I met Devin when she was 32, okay? Listen, there is no in no universe, no matter how tight my game is there any way that I would be able to get 22-year-old Devin to comply and bend to my will that 32 – when I met her, she was 32. She's going to be 35 in February. There is no way I'd be able to get her to do that, especially not in this day and age. Devin at 34, about to be 35, can't compete with 24, 25-year-old Devin. She understood that. That is – now, I'm not going to sit here and not give myself credit. Your boy's got airtight game. But what also aided in her bending to my will was her age. I'm going to keep it 100. That's really all there is to it. You got a lot of guys out here talking about, yeah, man, I get commitment from all these young, hot girls. No, you don't. Just because you're fucking a bunch of young hot girls doesn't mean you have a bunch of young hot girls who are committing to you. They commit 45 minutes of their week to you. They come and fuck you for 45 minutes, then they go and fuck the other 45 guys they're fucking for 45 minutes. Okay? Well, listen, don't get me wrong, that takes game. But make no mistake about it. If you are looking for a long-term relationship in America, you are going to you're going to have to resolve your mind to the fact that she's probably going to be in her 30s. This is what happened to me. I'm Donovan fucking Sharp, dude. Okay? Like, I've got all the game in the world. I'm Captain fucking Red Pill King Dingling. Guess what? The rules apply to me, too.
And at the end of the day, let's just be real about saying that, you know, people are selling down for nefarious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
They're not selling down because they want to. They're selling down because they have to. So a lot of times what's going on is you know your run is over.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's what this is about a lot of times. You know your run is over. And it's like, and the person on the other side of that knows your run is over. See, back in the day, people were hiding that their run was over. Now you can't hide it. Now it's like, you know what? I'm ready to settle down, too. I would be ready to settle down, too, if I had a nail stuck in my forehead. Then don't nobody want you now, right? So now you're right. Trying to, you know, I love, like, come on now. Do you see all these auntie and MILF thirst traps on social media?
Yeah, right.
You know, she's still attractive, but you can tell she's been around the block, but she wants to settle down, but she can only use young thirst trap tactics.
Boom. Amber Rose. This is why she didn't go after dudes like LeBron James. LeBron James been in the game too long. She ain't going after dudes like the American Dream, Joe Johnson. Nah. She's going after Donovan Mitchell. She's going after Lonzo Ball. Niggas who are too young to know any better.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about them guys, I hate to say this, but for you older women trying to get these younger guys, unless they got some type of childhood crush on you, you are not going to compete with the girls that they chase.
Right.
No, sir.
That's how the one chick got over with Russell Wilson.
Sierra? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wrote an article about that 2 years ago on Negro Manosphere. Dude, Sierra got ran through by everybody. 50 Cent, Future, Amari Stoudemire. I ran through every NBA nigga, every rap star nigga. Listen, she been ran through, skeeted in. Who does she settle down with? She settles down with probably one of the two men that, if I had a daughter, I would want them to marry. That would be Russell Wilson. The other is Tim Tebow. If I had a daughter, I'd want her to marry a guy like Russell Wilson.
Tim Tebow?
Listen, Russell Wilson and Tim Tebow. Well, here's the thing, dude. It's not like she's dating outside her race, right? Because if I did have a daughter, she'd be a mixed daughter. So if she dates Tim Tebow, she's half white. She dates Russell Wilson, well, he's half
white. No. It ain't about the white part. Tim Tebow kind of look, you know, Tim Tebow don't look like he, like, you know.
Listen, don't, listen, Google Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow took AC Green to the next level. He don't even look like he like that.
No. Listen, dude. AC Green. Where did AC Green go to college? Nobody knows, right?
Where did he go to college?
Exactly. Tim Tebow went to the University of Florida. Tim Tebow outplayed Cam Newton his sophomore year. Yes, Cam Newton went to Florida for 1 year. Before Auburn paid Cecil Newton $300,000, and Cam Newton allegedly ended up at Auburn. But Tim Tebow, and of course, this was when Urban Meyer was at Florida. Aaron Hernandez, you just call Aaron Hernandez and Tim Tebow the sinner and the saint, right? You don't think that Aaron Hernandez and Tim Tebow were great friends. You don't think Aaron Hernandez is it? Look, Tim, like, I know you're on this Jesus shit, but just let her suck your dick just one time. Tim Tebow got a taste of that ass one time, bruh. I promise you, he ran through those bitches. While talking about, you know, Jesus loves me, this I know. Bro, don't get it twisted. Listen, no shade on Tim Tebow, but still, man. Like, he...
I'm sorry.
He's a killer.
No, Tim Tebow is like a swole 40-year-old virgin. No.
Google Tim Tebow.
AC Green went to Oregon State. I had to Google that.
I had to Google it too. Listen, I can Listen, Tim Tebow played football for the University of Florida. He may not be the most, I guess, masculine man out there, but guess what? Girls, young hot girls, still throw the pussy at them. Listen, Aaron Hernandez was an undercover homo. You can look up any celebrity and a professional athlete and put the word gay. There's always some gay rumor or whatever.
I don't even want to put it out there, but he's obviously he's a dog when it comes to playing football his way. But okay, who was the other quarterback?
Cam Newton.
Now, when you look at both of them, they both went to Florida at the same time. Mm-hmm. You see, Tebow looks softer than Cam Newton when he dressed up in his zoot suit.
Sure.
So I.
Listen, Tim Tebow, here's the thing, dude. Tim Tebow is no more gay any more than I am not black, right? I'm black, and people all the time accuse me, well, Donovan's a white boy. He's got, you know, he's mixed because I'm light-skinned. No, I'm red-boned. Like, both my parents are black. Donovan talks white, so he has no idea. Oh, really? Like, I haven't been in the handcuffs. I haven't been on the hood of police cars. I ain't been handcuffed in the back of police cars. I ain't never been to jail. I ain't never been racially profiled. Like, don't get it twisted. Like, just because I sound like this doesn't mean that I don't go through the shit that black people go through.
Right.
On that note, just because, listen, Tim Tebow's not the most masculine sounding guy, but I'm trying to tell you, Tim, I'm telling you, man. They probably call him Tim Titan Tebow. Like, back at the Florida dorms. I'm trying to tell you, don't get it twisted.
I'm not calling a man gay, but he's definitely effeminate. Like, could I see him in a shower
effeminate.
With Jerry Sandusky? Like, it's all good. But, you know, not going.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
You know, let's just get back to the topic.
Almost said right now, people watching. Let me do this. Let's go to another call. And guys, do me a favor. Get the lights up. I need 100 people to like the video. And if you want to ask a question, go ahead. You can super chat the show, support the show by hitting the dollar sign if you want to do that. But let's get 86 people to like the video. Take us to 400, guys. Help us do that. Let's go back to the calls. 646-668-2519. Go ahead, Donovan.
All right, let's do it. Area code 910. You are on live with Brother Bill. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Hey, I'm not going to lie. I love y'all content, and I think y'all are doing a great job advising dudes with this game. I'm just going to make basically 2 points. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to be a little bit long-winded, but I think it's going to help a lot of people out.
All right. Hold on, real quick. Don't be long-winded. Try to be mid-winded.
Okay.
I got like 10 minutes.
Okay, cool. I think that a lot of reason why a lot of black men aren't settling down, I mean, if we go back to, you know, the feminist movement, I think that the 20th century was more of, obviously, women's lib and everything, but the 21st century, like with the time that we're dealing with now, is going to be men's response to that, right? So I've been thinking about this a lot. I think that a lot of women aren't really going to understand that they're going to lose on both ends. So if it's still going the way that it's going now, which is, you know, alphas take, you know, 10 to the best 10 to 15 years of most women.
What you're saying is 20% of the guys are sleeping with 80% of the women. I've heard that 80-20 rule, yeah.
Right. But check this out, though. I think it's either going to stay that way or it's going to go to the way where every man learns about game, and then they're still going to figure out there's still no point in me settling down in a relationship. So I think that either way it's probably going to come out women's going to lose. And the other thing I want to talk about was the whole MGTOW incel thing. And what I've been thinking about was, I think a lot of MGTOWs and incels get very, beaten down or say, well, if women are going to act this way, if it's going to be a hypergamous nature, then why would I ever get a girlfriend anyway? But I was like, well, here's the thing. If we know that women are going to be with the top guys, how about using that as motivation to turn your life around?
Oh, there it is. I call this. Listen, make a good point. And thanks for the call, area code 910. I call this the masculine burden of performance. And he put it perfectly. A lot of men like to make excuses. They like to say, well, the reason why I don't date women is because of hypergamy. Right? Women are always going to seek men of higher status. Just because women seek men of higher status doesn't mean they're going to get men of higher status, right? Just because she wants to fuck celebrities and professional athletes doesn't mean she can. You have to understand that. Not only that, right, what you have to understand is hypergamy is good for men. This is good for men, guys. And I know this sounds kind of fucked up, but this is good for men because it keeps us on our game. Just like girlfriends are better than wives, hypergamy is good for men. And guys who want to harp on hypergamy, you guys are the same kind of niggas who still believe in unconditional love. Bruh, let me tell y'all something. There is no such thing as unconditional love, especially when it comes to a woman. Women unconditionally love two things: their children and animals. That's it. All right? As a man, listen, I'm telling you, as a man, you are judged based on your performance on the job. Right?
That's not true. That's not true. You forgot purses and shoes.
Oh, you are stupid. purses and shoes. Absolutely. Right? If guys who complain about hypergamy are guys who don't want to keep their shit together. Well, a woman should love me for me. Well, then, bruh, you ain't never going to have the love of a woman. If I were to get fat and be completely unmotivated, then Devin would be in her right mind to walk right out the door. Okay. When I first started this podcast, Devin made a lot more money than I do. I now make more money than Devin. This is how the arc goes. You understand what I'm saying? So it's called the masculine burden of performance. Low-level MGTOWs, not all MGTOWs are the same, but low-level MGTOWs and incels don't want, they want to check out of the game. If that's what you want to do, cool, but don't then complain about the fact that there's no such thing as unconditional love. Fuck out of here with that nonsense.
Here's it real quick. Somebody's going to only love you to the tune that you love yourself.
Uh-oh.
If you quit on yourself, why the hell you want unconditional love for somebody else? They supposed to unconditionally love a quitter?
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Who quit on themselves? Like, what kind of stupid shit is that?
Damn.
I'm just being honest. I mean, if you don't like that, you can fuck yourself. But I don't mean that. I meant that in a nice way, with all due respect. Now, the other thing is, here's the thing. When it comes to quote-unquote feminism, all that other stuff, one of the reasons cats are not settling down is because we're not stupid. You can't put all these arguments out about how you don't need guys and how you're going to use guys and how guys are useless, and then turn right around and say, I'm ready to be with you. That's not going to work. Like, you should have said that in Braille to a guy who can't read. You should have said that. You shouldn't have said that publicly. You know, that's a big problem, because what are you going to settle down for? Like, how all of a sudden do you want to settle down now?
Right.
You know, and cats, okay, I'm going to say this and I'm going to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't have game, it's probably easier to have sex now than it was back then.
Uh-oh. What? Bruh.
It's probably easier to have sex now than it was back then. And there was some super thoughts back in the day.
Straight up.
You had whole side families, you know. The OJs had a girlfriend in every city back then.
Oh, hell, dude. The OJs, the Ohio players, hell yeah, had families in every city.
Especially James Brown.
Oh, yeah, James Brown had like six families.
James Brown had a baby in Sacramento, man. You know, he was doing everywhere he went, he had it.
You can dudes do that now, and actually girls do that now. You know, plane tickets are cheaper than they used to be. People are getting some sky sex miles.
Yes, sir.
Popping. And that's one of the problems, especially when it comes to social media. If you're one of the people who taking pictures in hotel rooms, don't expect to be settled down with, because people going, I'm gonna shut up before I say something
just
wrong.
Make a video about that.
Just drop the mic. All right, let's go back to the phone line. 646-668-2519 is the number to call if you want to get in on the show. Caller, you are on live with the Brother Bill. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, fellas? It's Prince.
Yep, too bad. I don't care who you are. You blocked your number. Do not block your number. You will get hung up on. Caller, you're on live with the Brother Bill. Go ahead. Caller, are you there? And listen, they blocked their number. I was about to hang up on whoever that was, and there were two more callers who had blocked their number. They just dropped off.
That was the dude that trolled us in Brother Peel season one. He used to call in, sing a song to Steve. Fuck Steve. He was about to sing a song too, but he thought of it like, fuck that.
Hey, you can sing songs, just don't block your numbers. All right. Area code 803. You're on live with the Brother Pill. Go ahead.
He's about to set it off.
Yo, it's Manny Ghost.
What's up, Manny?
What up, Manny?
Yo, chill, man. Chill. For me, personally, I just want to go overseas because I can get young chicks. They feel soft. They smell good. And I bust like I'm having seizures. I can't do that, you know, in the United States. No liabilities overseas. And I'm the top 20% when I'm overseas. I get treated with respect. I get to bust my nut. I get to eat good food. I mean, you know.
He busts nut like he's having a seizure. God damn.
That's how I want to do it, man. I can't do that here, man. When I used to do chicks here, I used to pull my condom out right when I was about to bust. When I'm overseas, I just let it all out.
Oh, shit, I'm about to bust. Hold up and put on the condom right quick.
Yeah, man. But that's all I wanted to say, man. It's like stress free. You got a free mind. You got to worry about all the bullshit over here, the entrapment with the courts and all that stuff. And then another thing, you can't write off alimony payments on your taxes starting January 1st. So that's another thing coming up for people getting divorced. So that's all right. I wanted to say.
Good shit. Area code 803. Coming in here,
yo,
dropping knowledge.
And shout out to Manny, man. Thanks for all the support, bro. He's always been, you know, looking out for the PL and for, you know, subscribing to me and everybody else. So thanks. Go ahead. What do you guys say about that?
Isaac Arroyo said, Donovan, you're honest. Much respect. Yeah, dude. Yeah, I'm as honest as they come. Can't really lie about that. Go ahead, LAR. What you got?
No, just get to a caller real quick.
All right, let's do it. Area code 347. You're on live with the Phil. Go ahead.
Hello? Hey, guys. This is Jordan here. Let me just move to where I got some.
You got a short
session.
Time.
LAR.
Where are you?
Hey, LAR. I disagree with something that you just said a few minutes ago.
All right.
Yeah, you said, LAR, that it's easier to have sex now than it was back then. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, well, how was that the case when you got this whole incel movement, one? And then two, there being all these statistics about how millennials are having a lot less sex than they were back in the 70s, 80s, and even the 90s. Like, we're the most sexually, like, millennials aren't having sex like that. It's only the small percentage, the 20% dudes who are actually having the majority of the sex. Obviously, women are always going to get sex, but if you look at most men, it's not easier to get sex than it was back then. That's just not true at all.
I disagree.
I'm
going to
answer the question.
Go ahead, answer the question.
Hang up on you. First of all, people in the 60s and 70s was high as shit. Don't believe anything they say. Okay? That's the first thing. Now, the other thing is they've always been... Incel is just a name for a guy who ain't getting none or in a slump. It's always been people who don't get none. Period. But what you can't say... Okay... You give me a 1960s, 70s, 80s versions of Netflix and chill, please.
Come up for a cup of coffee.
Now, how did you dial the rotary phone to see the picture back then to swipe for them to come over like that?
LER, I agree with you in that nowadays it's a lot easier to get sex, but the caveat being you will have to be a 20% dude. It's a lot easier for nowadays for somebody like Donovan or some alpha male to go and get sex at every city. It's very easy for them. But for the average guy,
that's not the black, right? You black, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yep.
Have you seen, okay, you've been around enough girls to know, have you seen the guys that have been fucking? Are all of them guys really alpha males?
Right. Even when go ahead.
Not every guy, no. Not here's the thing. Not every single guy. Hell, like, I don't consider myself an alpha male throughout my entire life, but there was a time where it was pretty difficult for me to have sex. I mean, hell, I don't have my dry spells. A lot of guys have dry spells. But nowadays, because of the 80-20 rule, it's more like the 90-10 rule nowadays.
I hear what you're saying, but I think
you understand what I'm saying?
I hear you. But the 90-10 rules is like the top, like 10% of the guys are having sex with 90% of the women. Ah, listen, they're having sex with the top of the 90 percentile
right.
women. This is the thing, man. And what we're not accounting for is fours and fives of the world. Like, listen, we always say this. There are no fat, ugly studs, okay? But there are
right.
fat, ugly sluts running around all over the place. Do you think high-value alpha guys are fucking these threes, fours, and fives? These rotund females, I'm not, never have, never will. Somebody's banging these broads. Guess who's banging these broads? These are the guys who can't have sex with the top 5 to 10% of women in terms of looks. So, you know, listen, I agree with where you're going. But, yeah, 2018, feminism is as high and as prevalent as it ever was.
Well, I'm going to say this, and you probably heard me say this before, caller. And it's just a funny way to say I win, right? Tawana Burke started Me Too, so obviously it's some fucking
wow.
going on.
Wow. That's it. Checkmate.
Ooh.
And not only that, you made a – ooh, Christmas cookies. And not only that, you actually, LAR, made a really good point about incels, involuntary celibates. Dude, if a man wants pussy bad enough, he can go out and buy him some pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, you got $5 and $10 hoes and $10 hookers running around all day long, right? You don't mean to tell me that these incels, these guys who are in these prolonged slumps, can't come up with $100 to go out and have a good time? Of course they can. Incels are not involuntary celibates. I believe that incels are guys who, these are guys who have given up on dating and relationships because it's too difficult to keep women in line. Not only that, they expected women to be easy. They expected women to just swoon over them if they were the nice guy. But because attracting women and keeping them attracted to you is harder than
work.
It's too much for them, harder than it looks. You know what? Bitches ain't shit. This and that and the other. No. You just, at that point, you're just not willing to put in the work necessary to do what it takes to be attractive to women. You want it to be easy, and that's just not the case.
And I want to say this.
Go ahead, Elliot. Go ahead.
I'm going to say this and be very quick. Truth be told, when you think about 50s, 60s, 70s, even somewhat in the 80s, the guys back then had less partners for their lifetime than we do now. On average.
Yep.
A guy could have 1, 2, 3 women his whole life. You know, now that's high school.
Let me just say this too. And also he misses one thing. Social media, man, social media allows you to be more connected in the world. Like, for example, I told Donovan this, I was in Kampala, Uganda in August, and just some random, yo, oh shit, what's up? I'm like, what? Yo, man, I'll be watching you and Donovan and on the Brother Pill.
Yeah.
Like, just, you know, social media, you know, what do they call it before you get ready to go to a new place and you're getting girls' numbers? They call it pipelining.
Yeah.
You can even show up before you get to a new place and have like 10 or 12 dates set up if you do it right. Right. You know, there's no way you could do that, you know, 20 years ago. And furthermore, even now, dudes can have a popping ass Instagram page and get and pussy.
Of course.
You can have a popping ass Facebook group and get pussy without being a complete loser. You can have social media currency and no real currency in real life, and that social media currency can get you fucking laid for sure.
Social media currency is almost probably more important now than your face to face currency.
Yes, it is.
Because if you approach a woman, I got a guy who's a client of mine right now.
Okay.
Really intelligent guy, good looking guy, drives a nice car, but he's not on social media. And he wonders why when women come on to him, all of a sudden they go dark. I said, and I tried to figure this out. I said, okay, well, what does your Facebook page and Instagram page look like? Well, I don't have it. Well, that's just it. Because as soon as you talk to a woman, the first thing she's going to do when you guys go your separate ways, she's gonna look you up on social media. Is this guy really is who he says he is?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately now, women use Facebook, they use social media as a way to gauge your value. Like,
yep.
The guy drives a Porsche. Like, the guy drives a Porsche, he's tall and good looking. Like, wouldn't you assume that he's a high value guy? Nope. If Facebook and Instagram doesn't say it, then I don't believe it. That's how girls are these days.
That is the beauty of social media now. You could catfish your life and lifestyle.
Yeah,
and
you people, Airbnb,
like, yeah, he's killing
you Airbnb and Uber to do it. Like, you could be living at home with your mama. You got a cell phone. If you got a cell phone and a decent paying job, bro, you can fake the funk until you die. Dude, do an Airbnb, rent out some big, beautiful house, take an Uber. Well, why'd you take an Uber? I thought you had a car. Psh, listen, I'm trying to get lit tonight. I'm not trying to get a DUI. Bitch, come with me.
That's absolutely all facts.
All right, I got two more callers.
Two more callers, okay.
On the line
and guys, like I said, before you get the callers, get the likes up. If you want to support the show, hit the super chat. I like to see new brothers donating to the show, not the same ones all the time. I'm going to shout them out. Let's get some new brothers liking the video, stuff like that. If you want to support, you can always support with as a dollar and do that. Go ahead, Donovan.
Yeah, Adrian Sunshine says if she judges you by Facebook, you don't need that bitch. No, but you can fuck her. That's how that goes. Area code 210. You're on live with the Brother Pill. Go ahead.
Hey guys, what's going on tonight?
What's up, man?
What's happening?
Nothing much. Hey, quick question. So, the title of this show, do you guys think it is kind of hypocritical for women to be asking this question of black men? And the reason I ask that is because back in the day, the social contract was already in place. Then women wanted their freedom to do whatever they wanted to do. So if women were able to make a decision to go, hey, I want to fuck whoever I want to fuck, and then walk away or do whatever I want to do, why are you getting mad that men are making a decision to go, well, fuck it, I want to be married now? I just got in an argument with this feminist the other day, and she was like, well, I don't need a man. I want a man. And I says, want for men is very ugly because I don't want to be around a lot of people. I don't want to pay no bills. I don't want to commit to you. All I want to do is fuck you and bounce the hell out. That's what I want to do. Right? I says, now, men, we need to feel needed. Little boy going up, mama, hey, baby, come on in here and help mama get this right quick. I need. She don't need us to get that, but she knows we need to feel needed. Says men the exact same way. So if you want me to look past the want of you, then I'm going to need you to look past the need of me, right? So. Here's my last point, and I really wanted to get y'all's thought viewpoints on this. I've been doing some research, and there's this study that came out back in 2017 that they were trying to figure out. Oh God, I can't remember the underlying reason why they were trying to find this. Why are they trying to find the Y chromosome in women, right? And so what they ended up finding was that 60 out of the 40 women who they tested. They kept finding the Y chromosome, the male DNA, in women. And they know these – and they go like, well, maybe we could hypothesize that the women had male children or maybe they had a brother. Well, they come to find out that none of these women had brothers, and none of these women had children. And so what they're saying is women who are having sex or unprotected sex, the male DNA stays inside of them.
Dude.
And so they shut the study down. And my thought process goes, in the future, we got these artificial wombs coming and all this shit. If women are saying, I want to get married, and a man goes, cool, I want to know your body count, go get a DNA test. To me, that totally changes the social structure once forever, because you're talking about virginity comes back on the table now. Because men are going to go, oh, I've only had 5 dudes. Bitch, this thing saying you got 25 loads of DNA in your ass. So that was just my thoughts. I wanted to get y'all thoughts on that. I wanted to see what y'all said. If you guys want to look it up, Google it on YouTube. It's a study, guy. It's a Google on YouTube, not YouTube, but on Google. And it's a male DNA in females. Google that, and it's your
2-1-0.
Yo, we got to make a show on that.
I just got to say this. That is a game changer.
We got to make a show on that, man.
That is never going to happen the way he just said it, because don't ask. You got to get that CSI, you know, give her a Coca-Cola cup and then you walk off with the cup later. You can't ask her to take the test. You're going to have to swab her in her sleep. You're not going to get that test just straight up.
Here's the thing. This is what we call the thousand cock stare. And the thousand cock stare is characterized as a look in a woman's eyes that is devoid of a soul. Like, she's literally had the innocence fucked out of her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thousand cock stare. Well, one sort of satirical hypothesis was, if enough dudes bust in her, at some point she's going to start to take on male traits, because she has so much male DNA in her. And at some point it comes through her eyes. Like, she just doesn't look the same. And so the thousand cock stare is characterized as a woman just taking on different DNA, different characteristics of all the men who have busted her. But that dude makes a great call. We've got things like Ancestry.com, 23andMe.com. It's only 2018. Imagine in 5 years. In 5 years, you may very well, and we might accidentally stumble up on this, because Ancestry.com and 23andMe.com is uncovering a lot of paternity fraud. Okay?
Right.
Like, you see it on the commercials, oh, we're going to find out where our family is from and where we originate from. Wait a minute. Why do you have this ancestry and you have that ancestry? If you have matching parents, then why is it that your DNA is different from your brother's DNA? And then he looks over at the wife and she's like, yeah, that weekend in Vegas, we got to talk. Right? Look up the stories. Listen, look up the stories. 23andMe.com, Ancestry.com, that is uncovering a lot of paternity fraud. So men might make it a requirement. Hey, if you want me to, if you want commitment from me, I got to know what your body count is. Okay, well, that's easy. I've slept with 4 guys. Okay, I believe you, but listen, you know me. Trust but verify. I want to take this test. I don't want to take the test. If you've only slept with 4 guys, then why don't you want to take the test? It's just like a cop who tells you, all right, are you drunk? Nope. All right, take this breathalyzer. No, I don't want to take it. Why would you not take a breathalyzer if you weren't drunk? Right? That's how that goes. That would be a game changer.
I'm for the laugh.
Give me a topic for that, a title for that show. We'll do it this, you know, the next week.
Maybe they don't want to take the test because you know how people get down, oral and anal don't count as real sex for some idiots. So I've only been with 4 guys, you know, as far as vaginal sex, but I had 37 dicks in my mouth. That's different.
Well, that's the thing. It's never going to be 100% accurate, but think of it this way. Let's say a girl gets tested in this hypothetical world and she has, I don't know, 57 kinds of DNA in her. This means that she had unprotected sex with 57 different men. Imagine how many more men she had protected sex with. Imagine how many more men busted on her face. Imagine how many more loads she swallowed. Imagine how many guys busted in her ass. I'm trying to tell you.
And that thought ruins all men's attraction.
Yes, it does. We got one last phone call. Area code 718. You're on Live with the Brother Pill. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's Prentice.
What's up, man?
It's Prince. What up, Prince?
I'm chilling. Donovan, guys, hang up on me again. I'm going to roast your ass.
Well, don't block your number.
I block my number because there's a lot of crazy motherfuckers out here. That's why I be blocking my number.
Okay, well, guess what? You block your number, you get hung up on. Those are the rules.
You guys.
All right,
what's
up?
Yeah, that point you just made about, you know, busting in women and they taking on male traits is very interesting because I was just talking to a female friend about that about the other day, about a ex-girl I dated some years back, and she used to act like that. I'm like, why the fuck, like, sometimes she act like a guy? Like, she had that nonchalant attitude, you know what I mean?
Right.
I think back then I was a simp with O'Shea around that time. This was around 2013,
14. You said, throw me under the bus, right?
Yeah, this fucking girl, I think I told you about her, O'Shea. This fucking girl would, like, fuck the shit out of me and don't call me. You know, I felt like a bitch at you at that time, you know?
She ain't leave you no money on the nightstand?
Huh?
She didn't leave you no money on the nightstand or nothing?
Nah, that's the thing. She would give me money. She would give me money. She was acting like a dude. I'm like, the fuck? Like, females don't do shit like that. You know? She would fucking give me money. Fuck the shit out of me. Huh?
Right.
Oh,
and
man.
You wake up, listening, you wake up the next morning feeling some type of, like, why ain't she calling me? Like, she could have spent the night. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was having that year. I was definitely a simp that year. I will admit that.
Yeah, we've all had our sim tales for sure. Anel says she paid for his Uber to
go back home.
to go back home. You know what? That is very, very interesting. And that is so interesting. I don't know, and this is a topic that you have to explore. There are a lot of, and it's so funny. You don't really meet a lot of younger women who have masculine traits. This is why younger women are always more attractive than older women for many, many reasons. But one of the main reasons is that younger women just seem more female, right? They just seem more bubbly. They have higher pitched voices. All of a sudden, when they get into their mid to late 30s, you see videos of them when they were like 21, 22. Wait a minute. Like, you don't sound like that. I mean, I know you're a little older, but goddamn. Like,
right.
like your voice is deeper than mine. Right? You know what I'm saying? Like your legs are hairier than mine. Like what the fuck is up with that?
Right.
That, dude, I'm telling you, man, somebody needs to explore that. Somebody needs to, I don't know how they're going to do it.
I can say this for sure. What it seems to happen now is women are becoming more masculine in metropolitan cities.
Uh-huh.
You got to get out of the city.
Yeah,
right. Right. Right.
Because this part of feminism wanting to compete with dudes and be like dudes and think they can handle their own with dudes is making them more like dudes. Girls in the country do not want to be doing the manly work that they do in the country.
No.
You get what I'm saying? You're not going to see a girl in the country like, I want to change a 454 block just like James over there. It's not going to happen. You know, let me go plow a field. Not going to happen.
Right.
But you get into a city, I want to get a job and show I could do it just like he could do it. And it's like, okay, all right, if you say so.
Yeah,
so, you know.
Yeah, listen, man.
Because Philly got some hard chicks, and they young.
Woo!
Bruh,
man.
Bruh,
the Philadelphia.
Bruh,
the Philadelphia. And Chicago. Oakland. Oh, my God. Oakland, the bitches got gold teeth.
You feel me? Like, you'd be afraid of bitches out here. Like, for real. Like,
that. New Orleans got their gold teeth.
Yeah, but some of the finest chicks, man, had gold teeth. But I ain't gonna lie. I was like, you know what? I'll overlook that cash money that you got, baby. If you let me get some of that ass. But go ahead, Donovan.
Oh, you stupid. Yeah, that's all I got, man. That's all I got.
Let me just do this. Let me just shout out the Super Chats real quick. Guy, it was a hell of a show, man. I didn't think it was going to be this popular, but maybe people have been missing this or something like that. Good show. I want to thank everybody for supporting. I know I haven't been on for about 4 days on this channel. Been fighting the jet lag. White man been holding me back. But let me just read off the Super Chats real quick, and then we'll close out. I think, what episode is this? Like episode like number, like, I don't know, 20?
19.
Okay. Yeah. This season's been good, man. Shout out to the Book of Alpharonomy. He came on with me earlier, man. Did a really good show, and hopefully me and Donovan can put together this Hall of Game this Saturday. First episode. I think Donovan. I know we did it before, but I think if we kick it off with the number debate, the phone number. Give your number. It's always a good one, right?
Yeah.
I want to see what the other people say. I talked to Simple to P about it. He has his own take on it that's way different than yours or Alan Roger Curry. So okay. What do you think about that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Let me do this. Medigo says, I try women my age. I run. I just like young, soft, feminine women. Smells good. Tastes good. Don't have vacation until April. I'll be ready to unload like a full-size peasant. Shout out to him. Michael Coleman, male DNA is often found in women's brains. Where does it come from? Name of article. Thanks for taking my call. Thank you, Brother Michael. Dave Harris, safe sex fellows. We're going to talk about that next show. Deuce X Machina, I heard an incel saying paying for sex is likely paying for participant trophy. Doesn't validate you. Makes sense, to be honest. Dollar washer, get your mind right and your money right. Alphas don't complain, they go against the grain. Thank you, brother. Prentice Jr., black men not selling down because they broke and selfish. Just for my sense, I think half of the black women on YouTube claim to be holding degrees are liars. We need to see those degrees. Most can't speak properly. Thank you, Goku Black, $2. Super Tris, my brother. Black men are not selling down because every chick y'all Negroes want are on my dick. Respect to the You Need It Negro Thottage Fund, Hotep. I used that commercial on the last Thirst Box. So shout out to our brother Super Tris. Infinite Ism, these women got more bodies than Genghis Khan. Woo! Hello, Devin, the dude. I'll settle when I'm 6 feet under. Holla. AM1, men who have their own successes are enslaved to sex and kids don't have to settle down. Eddie Enigma, shout again to Paul Sanabria. Eddie Enigma, black men aren't selling down to get married because society has made it a woman's choice and a man's responsibility when it comes to marriage. Yes, AM1 again, salute gents. Michael Green Sr., thank you. Adrian Thomas, Michael Coleman, get them damn likes up. Brian Jenkins called in, had a really great call. What's up, fam? Happy holidays to everyone on the panel. The Lucky Lefty, thank you. Man, it was a hell of a show. Anything else you want to say?
No, that was it, man. This was a good show. Very educational for a lot of people. And again, the reason why black men, one of the main reasons why black men don't want to settle down is because a lot of them don't feel like they can. They don't really have a lot of options.
No, I totally agree. And guys, again, thank you for all the support. Again, check us this Saturday. We'll try to get the Hall of Game. I'm gonna send out some requests to some people. Worship the Queen. How long until women edit their genes and remove their leftover DNA? Genetic splicing of genes, right? That would be.
You know what? It's interesting. That's a very good question. But I'll tell you this: it's not gonna be a woman who figures out how to do it.
Yo.
There you go.
Oh. I mean, okay. Now, Watson and Crick made the DNA, but I think there was a female DNA discoverer that was left out. I want to say her name was...
I'm going to look it up. Female
DNA. Yeah, she's actually from Britain.
Give me one second. Ancestry.com.
Rosalind Franklin. Yeah, that's Rosalind her name. Franklin. Yes. Okay. Rosalind Franklin. Yeah, she actually got fucked out of the deal. But anyways...
Yeah, it is what it is, man.
Yeah,
listen,
she's a scientist out of the UK.
Right. Listen, Rosalind Franklin, Margaret Thatcher. Listen, man, these women are.
But I agree with you.
These women are the exception to the rule. Just because.
Yeah, exception.
Well, one woman was. Listen, I get it. And listen, man, Margaret Thatcher has more brain power than I'll ever have. But for every Margaret Thatcher, there's 1,000 Albert fucking Einsteins. Like,
yeah,
get out of here with that
nonsense. Yeah, that's absolutely true. I definitely would agree with that. Anybody got any last words? Hey, guys! If you're new to this channel, subscribe, all right? If you're new, shout your stuff out. Subscribe. Thank you, Des Hollis, $20 super chat. You Negroes, subscribe, man. Subscribe to everybody on the channel. Donovan and all our channels are there in the actual description. Anything else, Donovan, LAR?
No, that's it, man.
Yeah. Hey, guys, thanks for the hell of a show, man. You'll see us again this Saturday, Hall of Game, episode number one. And we'll have everybody on here, man. I'm pretty sure it's going to be lit. It's going to be crazy. So I think it might hit the grand with all these guys. So shout out to everybody. Peace out. Thanks again, Donovan.
All right.